objects by the sun. It is unbelievable what has been seen near the sun, flying through the sun or coming out of the sun. It is fortunate for us NASA runs an observatory with a telescope aimed at the sun named a heliospheric observatory. If it wasn't for this observatory, we would miss much of what is going on. When people report seeing UFOs, they are usually amazed at what they see, but this pales in comparison with what the heliospheric observatory is recording. One of the things this observatory does is block out the surface of the sun with a black disk which just covers it. Now the telescope can see all around the sun, including flares which sometimes show up. No one ever expected to see what has been going on lately. There seems to be a different object near the sun every month. The latest object which has been seen seems to have erupted from the sun. We don't know if it caused the eruption or just rode it like a surfer on a wave. We don't even know if it flew through the sun from the other side or was inside the sun. The object which was ejected was a perfect rectangle. It looked large, far larger than the Earth would have been from this distance to the sun. What could possibly be going on here? How does an object resist the searing heat of the sun and come out unscathed? It seems impossible to people at our level of technology. Was this thing a ship of some kind, or maybe a flying factory which needs some energy from the sun to recharge? Was this a ship with living beings on it, or was it a robotic craft? For those who claim it was a natural phenomenon, when was the last time you saw a perfect rectangle blown out of an explosion? If anyone says the object was far too large to be a spacecraft of any kind, I have to say to them we have seen other huge craft which were bigger than our planet heading this way from space before they disappeared. About 10 years ago, three objects were seen on the side of the sun which looked like three round washes stuck together. It looked like there could have been more attached going behind the sun. We believe our sun is very ordinary and there are plenty of suns like ours in the universe, so why would aliens, if that is what this is, head toward our sun? Is there something about it which makes it very special which we don't know about? The three objects seemed to be hollow in their centers. Could there be some sort of gateway in or by the sun leading to somewhere else or some other time? It could turn out all the theories about getting energy from the sun are wrong, and when we see an object heading for and entering the sun, it is really going through a portal. It is said there is a connection between space, time and gravity, and with the massive gravity of the sun it might enable a special type of travel. Many objects which look familiar have been seen traveling near the sun. Picture a large object which looks like a huge airplane, except for the fact the wings seem to be backwards. Not only was this object seen flying by the sun, there seemed to be an exhaust coming out of the back. The object reminded me of the flying wing. Why would wings be necessary on a spacecraft, unless it can also fly into the atmosphere of a planet, which I bet it could do? One newspaper ran an article which claimed there is a huge cover-up going on. The article claimed NASA knew about the objects heading for the sun and they are draining the power from the sun to use on dying star systems. It states the scientist who found out about this stated the objects are themselves dying stars. Wow, big problem with this theory. If the objects were stars of varying size, how could they have such strange shapes which look nothing like stars? This makes no sense to me. The scientist pleaded with NASA to make the live stream from the SOHO camera available to the public. She said, "If there is nothing to hide, then give us the real-time view of the sun. If there is nothing to hide, then open it up. Why do you only give us little snippets with a huge delay?" SOHO stands for Solar and Heliospheric Observatory. The objects we see heading toward our sun seem to be getting weirder and weirder. Several objects had been reported heading to the sun which looked like giant angels. I find this particularly interesting since Russian cosmonauts have reported creatures outside their space stations which looked like angels. When three cosmonauts reported seeing this, Russia sent up three more and they reported the same thing. Could there be life in space, and does it look angelic? Some of the objects which have been seen at or near the sun are so big they rival Jupiter in size. Perhaps this is why the scientist thought there were stars. It is hard to imagine any race being capable of creating anything that size, unless they are so large, they would consider a craft this size to be normal. A NASA scientist said there is a simple answer to this object, and it is the object is a coronal cavity and part of a structure called a filament or prominence when observed off the edge of the sun. I don't see this explaining anything other than this type of object, and there seem to be hundreds of other objects which have been seen flying toward the sun and are not part of any coronal cavity. While strange objects head toward the sun, they are not the only strange objects entering our solar system. An unexplained object had been seen orbiting Neptune in 2016. Scientists are guessing that the object is a dwarf planet, but they really do not know. They are basing their guesses on the fact several other of what they believed to be dwarf planets have been discovered near Neptune. As I said previously, a couple of giant objects had been seen entering our solar system and heading our way, and as scientists were observing them, they disappeared right before their eyes. Were they able to cloak themselves so we couldn't observe what they were doing? Or did they enter some sort of portal in space and possibly enter another dimension? Things are happening which are being hidden from us.